Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lies That Bind by Emily Giffen. Read for you by Brittany Presley, Will Dameron, and Vikas Adam. For Allison Wenig Jacotot, my first New York friend, here's to our time together in the city, both before and after 9/11. Chapter 1. May 2001. It is sometime between 1 and 2 in the morning, and I am sitting alone in a grungy, graffiti-covered dive bar in the East Village. The vibe is mellow, the crowd as eclectic as the jukebox, a blend of rock and metal, punk and hip-hop. At the moment, Dido is crooning Thank You, the ballad I loved, then overplayed and tired of, which now just fills me with aching lonesomeness. As I finish a pint of stout, I make eye contact with the bartender, a middle-aged, gray-haired man who is pleasant but not chatty.
"Would you like another?"
he asks with a hint of an Irish accent I didn't notice before.
"Yes, please," I say.
Then, against my better judgment, ask if they have a payphone. He tells me they do, but it's out of service. I feel a wave of relief until he hands me a cordless phone from behind the bar and says I'm welcome to use it if it's not long distance. I stare down at the receiver, thinking that this is precisely why Scotty, my best friend since the first grade, told me to stay in and not drink. "Batten down the hatches," he had coached me from our hometown of Pewaukee, Wisconsin.